Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
David Duchovny is best known, of course, as FBI agent Fox Mulder in The X-Files and as Hank Moody in Californication. His first novel, Holy Cow, was published a little bit on earlier on in the year. The book concerns a cow called Elsie, a pig called Shalom, and a turkey called Tom, who break out from a farm in upstate New York in search of better times. It was initially, actually, he told me, a movie that he pitched to Pixar, but they rejected it, which when you read the book, which I did, you probably realise is because a pig gets circumcised in it, and there's loads of other things like that all throughout the book. Although that would be in line with what we were talking about earlier on in terms of the Disney movies. Now, I met up with him a little bit earlier on in the year to chat about the book just before he announced that he was going to be making an X-Files reunion. So here it is, myself and David Duchovny, including him, reading a few excerpts from the book itself. David, thank you so much for having a chat with us.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. And also for making this book. I've only read the first chapter.
That's the best one.
You're okay. Is it?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Would you like me to read a little bit to you, like a bedtime storyteller?
Yes.
I got into acting, actually, through writing. I was trying to decide what kind of writer I was going to be.
Yeah.
And all the kinds of writing seemed so lonely, except for playwriting, because then you can hang out and be with girls and stuff. So I thought that was nice.
That's the main aim.
Well, I was 19 and 20. I was like, do I really want to sit in a room alone forever?
Yeah.
So I thought, well, if I write plays, I should learn something about speaking the lines, something about acting, because it never occurred to me. I never had a thought about an actor's name, what their life was when they weren't acting. So I just kind of walked ass backwards into it.
Indian cows only have other Indian cows for friends. We are goddesses.
So why did it take so long to get this off the ground then?
You know, writing is really commitment, you know, and if you don't put your ass in the seat, you don't get it done. And I just decided last year I was going to start putting my ass in the seat.
So this was last year? This is when this kind of the idea came about? Or
the idea came about a long time ago.
That you were pitching this as a movie?
About 10, you know, at least 10 years ago. Yeah. I just had the thought when I was driving, as you're stuck in traffic in LA, that, you know, if I were a cow, I'd want to get to India. So that was kind of like, oh, that amused me. And then I kind of fleshed it out with other animals that would go other places, a pig to Israel, a turkey to Turkey, try to escape their fates.
And of course, because we spoke about the fact that there are so many levels to it in terms of the politicalist and all that sort of stuff, was anything you were going to write going to have those layers?
If you show the humans that we're animals, they'll begin to treat us like animals and eat us like animals, the way they do in your godforsaken country.
I didn't set out to write that kid's book, and I just thought, well, I'll just write whatever I want and see what that turns into. And it was this kind of hybrid thing that was, you know, if FSG hadn't published it, I don't know who publishes it, because everybody is very concerned about audiences. You know, who is that for? They do it so much with movies. That's what kills movies. You know, they have to know what the audience is for before they make the movie, instead of rather than making a movie.
And that lends into the book, though.
And
as
having
well,
the audience
the cow
go to
talking to the editor.
Yes, well, that's my sour grapes, right there.
Are you going to music as well?
I have an album coming out in April.
Amazing.
You know, I think it's an album really of love songs, not necessarily about you know, a love song to somebody, but it's about love. It's about every song is about a man and a woman. So in terms of like the feel and the sound of the music, if I'm lucky, I would say it's like, you know, R.E.M. or Wilco or Tom Petty.
Awesome.
And you know, that would be a great, you know, if you really liked it, you'd say that. If you didn't like it, I don't know what you'd
say. I'm sure everybody's going to absolutely love it.
No,
they tell
thank you.
And then even going into the acting, finally.
Yeah.
Obviously, everybody's talking about an X-Files coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it?
It looks like it. We're gearing up. You know, it's not like a definite, but we are gearing.
Is that for film or TV?
It'll be a short TV season.
Amazing.
Very, very short TV season.
Awesome. And then Twin Peaks as well.
Yeah, I don't know.
So are you involved in that?
I would be. You know, if they want me, I would come back and put a dress on for sure.
I'm sure everybody would want to see that side again.
No, I'm not so sure.
Thank you so much for having a chat with us.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the book.
I cannot wait to read after chapter one. I appreciate it. Have fun in LA.
Awesome. I did read after chapter one and actually really, really liked it. And I would love to see the movie that he pitched to Pixar based off it. It was absolutely class. Do check it out. Holy Cow by David Duchovny. And of course, since that, they've announced more details of the X-Files reunion. But no word yet on whether he will be rejoining Twin Peaks.